Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, January the 25th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page, have a look, and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you personally details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So now let's have a look at today's show. Well, I'm going to start off by talking to you about the meeting, the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum, or WEF, known as Davos. That's because it takes place in the small little village up in the mountains in Switzerland, completely inaccessible, but where the world's movers and shakers can go to deliberate for 3 or 4 days on the pressing matters of importance to the world economy. So I hope you enjoy it. It's something I haven't done before, probably should have, but I'm going to make up for lost time today. Next, I'm going to talk about hoarding, and this comes as a result of a Japanese lady who has become immediately famous for her talks on hoarding, tidying up, and her name is Marie Kondo, and so hopefully you will get some benefit from what I have to say, which is something that most of us seem to share, which is hoarding. Then I am going to talk about Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, who has done a partial about-turn on his promise to continue to raise interest rates because he thinks now there's a panic at hand as the world economy slows down and possibly goes into reverse. Then I will talk about happiness again, but with a very different slant this time. The heading for today's talk would be really, do we really want to be happy? We think we want to be happy, but many of us are actually working towards some other end. According to cognitive psychologist Daniel Kahneman, who was winner of the 2002 Nobel Prize in Economics. Now, I have a soft spot for happiness, as I'm sure you know. I talk about it a lot on the shows. And what he has to say, I think, is spot on. Definitely, as I was reading it, with no particular mind to bring it to your attention, I thought that some of his comments were worthy of your attention, so I shall be commenting quite copiously from his work during this particular piece that I will bring to you today. Then I am going to talk about how the EU, the European officials, are furious because Trump has downgraded their diplomatic status in Washington from one of a country, which it's not, to, indeed, one of an international organization, which it is. But, of course, they want to be seen as a country, along with all the status and the privileges that come with it. Well, sorry to inform these people, they're not a country. And Britain is keenly aware of this, and, as you know, is trying to break out, and they are trying to prevent Britain from breaking out. And so far, they've done a damn good job of it. And so I'm afraid that they're going to get egg on their faces on the 29th of March. But in any event, let's see what happens in this particular spat that they have with Trump and Washington. You know, it used to be a big deal for America to be at war. You know, the country would be transfixed, there would be shooting and Cubans hiding behind palm trees in the island of Grenada, helicopters, war. It was just awesome. The public loved it. But now the Americans are being deprived of the knowledge of all these things. They're being kept in the dark. And I don't think they appreciate it very much. I'll be talking just a very few little comments about that, less than 5 minutes, but a couple of things I want to bring to your attention. And I'm going to finish by saying a few words about stupidity. Stupidity is like a disease. It can be an endemic nature with some of us, but unfortunately, America does glorify stupidity, as evidenced by your TV shows, and I find it hard to break into that particular vein of shortcomings as pertain to the human condition, ladies and gentlemen. So with that, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you personally, independently, 3 free shows so that you can sample the contents of information that I provide to my twice weekly broadcast donors. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I will immediately get to work. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So anyway, feel free to select 3 shows, any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the latest shows because you will get a sense of how I treat everyday matters of interest. And not that I deal with everything, but a lot of stuff I hope you will find a different slant coming. And so I wish you all the best. So I will give you finally my information, including my email address, which you will need to send me an email, which is on the Podbean page that you may or may not be looking at, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. And I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I'm trying very hard to resurrect. They've been a little bit dormant in recent weeks, but hopefully there will be some comments coming shortly, as there have been over the weekend. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call is all one word, and it is in lower case and no punctuation, please. The Twitter address is very simply www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. That's my initials, RM, Richard Martin, RM Wake Up Call. They contain the pithy one-liners, which are too short for the Facebook entries, which in turn are too short for the regular show. So you have several avenues to make sense of what I'm talking about. Anyway, so until Monday, have a wonderful weekend, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.